Underground Fighter running a huge race at the 150. Bit of a lad in front. Still two, three lengths in front. Four lengths, Shamal, and it's over. Bit of a lad is going to come away. A fantastic jumping and staying performance. Bit of a lad wins the Australian steeplechase by six.
Oh, it was a big weekend for Shane Jackson. He was representing Lindsay Smith with a double at Flemington on Saturday, and then he was doing it himself at Sandown yesterday. Bit of a lad, a runaway winner in the Australian steeple, and what an outstanding month it's been for Shane Jackson, obviously winning the grand annual with a blaze down at the Bull as well. It's great to have a chat to Shane this morning. Busy weekend for you, Shane. Congratulations on the win yesterday.
Yeah, thanks very much. Busy weekend, but you don't mind being busy when you get those results. Yeah, it was a great weekend.
Absolutely. A bit of a lad. It looked like it was going to be a tight contest with about 300 to go, but the last 200, he really put the foot down and he won by over 8 lengths in the end. Were you always feeling confident throughout the run?
Yeah, I was. And to be honest, look, he's a very good training performance too, you know, after running a grand annual, and sharpen them back up a little bit, put the visors on, and I was confident in the fact that I knew how fit he was and how well he can stay. When I elected to ride him on speed and I could get him on speed in a nice position, I was pretty confident from a long ways out, and that's why I took it up probably a bit further from home than what you would like. I didn't want it to turn into a sitting sprint, and as you've seen, Shamal came to him, but then my fella just outstayed them, and it was the fittest horse in the day, and he was very impressive through the line.
He certainly was. He was well backed as well, and gee, it franks the form of a blaze because he can't get near a blaze. So it shows the depth of Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace's jumping team. And just a word on them. You mentioned the training performance. What Kieran and Dave have been able to do with their jumpers this season has been quite remarkable. Do you take note, and do you notice when you're on one of their horses about how well educated and trained they are?
Yeah, 100%. They've great facilities there. The jumpers are trained out of Ballarat generally, and Declan, and they've a great team there in Ballarat with the jumpers, and Dave and Kieran pop in a few days a week. And with those facilities, they get schooled quite regularly, and that uphill track, you know, they're going to be super fit. But look, Kieran's been doing it for years. He's been winning grand annuals from before I came out here. So he's a very shrewd man when it comes to the jumps, well, to any racing. But it's great to be a part of it, and to get to jump on these nice horses of his is always, you want to be riding for the best trainers, and yeah, pretty lucky to do so.
Well, will he have to try and tackle a blaze again in the Grand National?
Yeah, not till the Grand National. Look, there's a few stepping stones between now and then. Bit of a lad will go, I don't know, I imagine he might have a look at the Thackeray here at Warrnambool, or if he's too much weight there, then there's the Crisp and a few of those races which are set weight penalties where the maximum weight will be 70 kilos, so that's what he carried yesterday. So I imagine he'll go for a couple of those. The horse is super well. He looked $1 million yesterday, so when you have a horse like that, you sort of have to go around in those races, and a blaze will miss those to try, you know, he'll get, he's up in the ratings now, so he's going for a 2 mile flat race up in Sydney to get some points up and aiming back for the Jericho once the jump season is over. But his next jump start will be the Grand National, I imagine. Look, there's plenty of water to go under the bridge and see how bit of a lad goes in his next couple of feature races. And I assume, like, the grand plan is to go back to the Grand National, but it'll just depend how he's going at the time.
Is that race in Sydney the one that Kieran Motta won? Was it with Big Blue last year or the year before as well?
I think it's the same race, yeah, 2 mile race in Sydney, which would be ideal for a blaze, I think. He can perform at the top level in both codes, so I think that's where he's at.
And do you enjoy Sandown's the only metropolitan track these days where we get to watch jumping? I love it when we have a big jumps meet at Sandown. Do you enjoy riding on the Sandown circuit as well?
That's a beautiful race course. Be one of my favourite to ride around. Anyway, you know, it's a big galloping track, and those line of jumps up the hill, up the back. You know, the horses just jump so well when they're climbing a hill like that and jumping off their hocks. Beautiful big track. No excuses. You know, there's no hard luck stories where you would get around tighter tracks. The best horse will generally win, or unless they tip over or something like that, but the best horse will win. And it's where you want some of those feature races. It's just it would be nice to get another few around there, but we'll take what we have.
What do you make of Runaway's run in the Australian hurdle, just beaten by Gobstopper?
Yeah, it was a great run. I don't think Runaway, he doesn't enjoy, not that I don't think, he definitely doesn't enjoy the heavy conditions. And like I said, up the hill was a proper heavy 10, even though it was called a heavy 8. The course proper was probably an 8, but up the hill was a heavy 10. And yeah, he probably maybe doesn't quite see out the 3,900. I think he's a real good 2 mile hurdler on nice ground, and he's plenty of more feature wins in him. But I think 3,900 just saw him out a little bit, and the heavy ground as well, which he wasn't liking. So I thought he was very gallant at the feet. He missed the start a little bit, but when he did that, it was maybe a blessing in disguise, because when the trip is a question and the ground is a question, and when you're on a fancy one of gaze, they tend to take you on a long way from home. So that might have just that might have just been a bit too hard on him if that had happened. So he missed the start, and I just went to plan B. I elected to ride him quiet. He settled beautifully, jumped beautifully, and the winner is very impressive. You know, the winner is a New Zealand Cup winner. And goes on the heavy ground, and that's the difference. My fella just didn't go on the heavy ground, and the winner did. It was a good run.
And a quick word on your day on Saturday, a double for Lindsay Smith. You enjoying your role with Lindsay and representing the stable? Pretty good when you can take two home from headquarters.
Yeah, it was great. Loving my job here at Lindsay's. He's a great man to learn off of, very interesting, and just a super trainer. And to be dealing with nice horses every morning makes getting out of bed very easy. The two horses in Flemington were great. Handled the wet conditions, and you know, Reykjavik was super impressive and great again. You know, he grows a leg on wet ground, and he really stuck his neck out and wanted to win. But two beautiful horses with exciting preps ahead of him.
Shane, a big weekend for you, and you spoiled the Horner party at Sandown yesterday. We're about to have a chat to Daryl. Not a bad effort by the brothers, was it?
Yeah, no, the boys are going well. It was good for Daryl to get a feature winner. He had a bit of a setback, had a fall there earlier in the season, and missed May Carnival because of it. You know, missed the Gallywood win on Gobstopper, so it was good for him. Things like that, you know, people can take quite hard, so it's good to get back in the firing line and get redemption as such.
Well, it's a lovely segue. Shane, great to chat again.
No worries.